Among the Dothraki, Mother stayed on horseback almost up to the moment of birth, and she did not want to seem weak in her husband's eyes. But with a Karloff hunting, it was a pleasure to lie back on soft cushions and be carried across Vase Dothrak, with red silk curtains to shield her from the sun. Ser Jorah saddled up and rode beside her, with the four young men of her cars and her handmaids. The day was warm and cloudless, the sky a deep blue. When the wind blew, she could smell the rich scents of grass and earth. As her litter passed beneath the stolen monuments, she went from sunlight to shadow and back again. Danny swayed along, studying the faces of dead heroes and forgotten kings. She wondered if the gods of burned cities could still answer prayers. "If I were not the blood of the dragon," she thought wistfully, "this could be my home." She was Khaleesi. She had a strong man and a swift horse, handmaids to serve her, warriors to keep her safe, an honored place in the Dosh Kaleen awaiting her when she grew old, and in her womb grew a son who would one day bestride the world. That should be enough for any woman, but not for the dragon. With Viserys gone, Daenerys was the last, the very last. She was the seed of kings and conquerors, and so too the child inside her. She must not forget.